Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is September 27, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Neo clears €10 BLN as firms diversify banking partners. Neo, a cross-border payments fintech company, has announced it cleared more than €10 billion through its corporate multi-currency accounts since its launch in 2020. Aero partners with Plend. Consumer lending marketplace Aero has announced its partnership with Plend in order to provide UK clients with optimized, accessible, and affordable finance. Atomic launches Paylink to simplify payment switching. Atomic S has launched Paylink to simplify payment switching for consumers and supports open banking alignment with CFPB focus in the US. Thunes expands its acceptance network in 5 Southeast Asian countries. Global payments platform Thunes has announced the expansion of its acceptance payment network to Indonesia, Malaysia, Philippines, Singapore, and Thailand. Weave partners with Affirm. US-based Weave has partnered with payment network Affirm to provide additional payment options for eligible patients. Infinicept, DataCap to provide an embedded payment solution. Embedded payments provider Infinicept has partnered with hardware and processor agnostic omni-channel payments company DataCap. GPE and NetZetter augment payments with network tokenization. Global Payment Europe, GPE, and NetZetter have joined forces to deliver network tokenization, enhancing European online shopping and trust in payments. Uber Eats partners with Getir. Uber Eats has partnered with Turkey-based quick commerce player Getir to launch a new grocery delivery service in the UK. OneID integrates with Adobe Acrobat Sign. UK-based identity services provider OneID has integrated with Adobe Acrobat Sign to deliver a fast, secure, and bank-verified e-signing experience for its clients. Binance leaves Russia with sale to COMEX. Cryptocurrency exchange Binance has entered an agreement to sell its whole of its Russia business to COMEX. Chase UK to ban crypto purchases amid rising fraud concerns. Starting with October 2023, JP Morgan, SUK Bank, Chase UK, will prohibit customers from purchasing cryptocurrencies. MoneyGram to launch its own non-custodial digital wallet. Fintech MoneyGram has planned to launch a non-custodial digital wallet for global users to easily convert between fiat and digital currencies using stablecoin technology. BizChief calls on countries to modernize legal frameworks to support CBDCs. BIS General Manager Agustin Karstens has called on countries to modernize their existing legal frameworks in a way that ensures legitimacy, privacy, integrity and choice for central bank digital currencies. Lloyds Bank takes on business spend management with Visa Commercial Pay. Lloyds Bank is upping its game in the business spend management arena, rolling out virtual cards from Visa and inking an agreement with SAP Concur for automated invoice administration. Citi seeks global head of instant payments. Citi is recruiting for a senior executive to build a strategy for instant payments globally within its Treasury and Trade Solutions business, TTS. Tango Pay selects Theta Ray to monitor payments transactions. Tango Pay, an authorized payment institution based in the UK, and Theta Ray, the leader in next-generation AI-powered secure global payments, today announced they will collaborate to protect Tango Pay's global payments platform from financial crimes as the UK-based business grows. Fed issues market practices report to standardize request for payment in FedNow. The Federal Reserve today released market practices to advance standardized implementation of the request for payment, RFP, feature of instant payments. Leatherback launches remittance app in the UK. Leatherback, a neo-banking platform for individuals and businesses, has launched its mobile app in the UK, making it easier for migrants and businesses to remit funds and conduct cross-border transactions in over 15 currencies across 21 different countries. Unicard brings contactless rail travel to Transport for Wales. Unicard Ltd, an established provider of smart ticketing and payment solutions to the public and commercial transport sector, today announced the deployment of its ticketing hub platform with Transport for Wales, TfW. Visa, Yellow Pepper and ABHI partner to provide account-to-account payments in UAE. Visa today announced a partnership agreement with Abhi, a leading fintech company, and Yellow Pepper to introduce account-to-account, A2A, payments in the UAE. MoneyGram to launch non-custodial digital wallet. MoneyGram International, Inc. MoneyGram or the company, a leading global financial technology company that connects the world's communities, today announced plans to launch its own non-custodial digital wallet on stage at the Stellar Development Foundation, SDF, annual Meridian Conference. Stripe deepens product investment in Southeast Asia. At its first-ever product and user event in Southeast Asia, Stripe today introduced new product updates to support businesses of all sizes in the region, enabling them to cater to the surging demand for digital commerce and pursue global growth opportunities. Compliance costs for financial institutions reaches $206.1 billion. LexisNexis Risk Solutions released its annual True Cost of Financial Crime Compliance Report. The study examines how financial institutions navigate the expenses and challenges tied to evolving financial crime compliance requirements. Zilliqa and GMEX013 to launch consumer-focused carbon offset platform. Zilliqa, a leading Layer 1 blockchain offering high-performance, high-security and low-fee solutions, today announces a partnership with GMEX Group and its initiative 013, the digital climate fintech aggregation ecosystem, to launch the first-of-its-kind carbon offset platform that will transform the way that retail customers engage with corporate environmental initiatives. Lays extended to cover beneficial ownership status. A collaboration between GLEIF and Open Ownership has resulted in legal entity identifiers, LAIs, being integrated into datasets produced in line with the Beneficial Ownership Data Standard for the first time. Nearly half of merchant data is probably wrong. Here's why it matters. How much information in a payment acquirer's merchant portfolio is missing or just plain wrong? Our data shows that it's likely almost half. Credibly partners with Green Dot for SMB banking solutions. Fintech lending platform for SMBs Credibly has announced a partnership with US-based Green Dot to expand its small business financial products suite with banking solutions. Visa partners with Yellow Pepper and ABHI. Visa has announced its partnership with ABHI and Yellow Pepper in order to introduce A2A payments for customers and clients in the UAE region. Federal Reserve releases market practices for RFPs. Federal Reserve has released market practices to advance standardized implementation of the request for payment, RFP, feature of instant payments. TangoPay partners with Theta Ray. UK-based TangoPay has partnered with Theta Ray to protect its global payments platform from financial crimes. Idenfi ECNG Digital increase security with AI-powered KYC. RegTech Identfi has entered a partnership to reduce drop-off rates and simplify the identity verification process for FinTech ECNG Digital. Kraken progresses European expansion, secures EU e-money license. Crypto platform Kraken has received authorization from the Central Bank of Ireland as an e-money institution and has registered with the Bank of Spain as a virtual asset service provider. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.